Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
Hi, I'm Stephanie.
And we're going to be talking about one of my favorite subjects, medicine, health and medicine. And we're going to talk about how computers can actually help some people with some problems they might have.
It's kind of cool where computers are going. Who would have thought we would be using computers to actually help people withsome real medical issues, you could say. So things are really developing quickly. It's interesting that people are doing all these sorts of new experiments to see if it'll help. But I'm for anything that helps us heal more quickly. Sometimes when you take drugs, prescription drugs, they can help one problem, but they have bad side effects. And I can't see that using these computer programs for some of these conditions would actually have bad side effects.
Yeah, well, you know, nowadays, of course, you hear a lot of people saying that, oh, computers are actually causing a lot of problems. They're supposed to help us, but they actually bring about other problems, like we've got this carpal tunnel syndrome with people using their hands on the keyboard too much.
Well, some kids are not even going outside anymore.
Right, the percentage of kids wearing glasses has probably increased because they spend so much time staring at a screen, playing video games, or doing whatever. But we're actually going to talk about how computers might actually help people healing in a virtual world. And when we use the word virtual, we're almost always talking about computers, the virtual world. So, yeah, how can you help out some problems or cure some medical problems you might have by using a computer? We'll find out today. So let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of our lesson, and then we'll discuss it with great pleasure.
Maybe you've put on some virtual reality goggles to join a group of computer animated soldiers on a covert ops mission in an undisclosed Middle Eastern locale. Or perhaps you've entered a shuttle that transports you into a futuristic world where nothing is what it seems. Currently, most people's experience with virtual reality is limited to these kinds of video game scenarios. But as researchers are proving, virtual reality has serious applications in the real world too. For more than 10 years,Therapists have been using virtual reality to help their patients get over crippling phobias. By using virtual environments populated with computer-generated inhabitants, doctors can help expose those suffering from debilitating fears to increasing levels of whatever they may be afraid of in a completely safe setting. The U.S. Army has found this technique especially useful in treating soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress disorder, which is caused by witnessing horrific situations in combat. Like soldiers, astronauts are also subjected to intense situations on a regular basis. So NASA has developed a virtual space station program that lets astronauts work through problem-solving scenarios to show them how to solve conflicts in a healthy way in their cramped confines in the depths of space. Another VR program developed at Duke University helps drug addicts deal with their cravings in tempting situations by associating the sound of a tone with a feeling of decreased need for their drug of choice. It's yet another example of how the virtual world is helping people to cope better with real life.
And now, dear listeners, with your permission, Stephanie and myself will hitherto discuss the contents of today's lesson. Let's get to it. Healing in a virtual world, how to solve some medical problems by using computers or technology. Well, maybe you've put on some virtual reality goggles to join a group of computer animated soldiers on a covert ops mission in an undisclosed Middle Eastern locale. Okay, maybe you've done this. I don't know. This reminds me, Stephanie, of an old Michael Douglas movie. And Demi Moore, I can't remember what it was, but it was the movie where he accused her of sexual harassment, but then he was putting on these goggles, doing this virtual reality. I don't remember the name of the movie, but that was a long time ago, and it seems to me that that never really came to pass. I don't have the experience of putting on goggles and being in kind of an imaginary world. Is that actually possible?
Well, they're closer to it than they were back then. I think they were imagining what the future might be like. So maybe it didn't roll out the way that movie showed, at least, but they are using virtual reality to help some people. Let's talk about this first sentence, though. We've got animated soldiers. They're computer animated, which means they're not real. They've been created by a computer. And if you're animated, you're moving. You seem to be moving. Maybe you were drawn and several pictures together are then filmed moving very quickly and it looks like a cartoon. Or sometimes you can see clay models being used in computer animated films. These are soldiers and they're on a covert ops mission. Covert means secret. Not many people know about it. And ops is short for operation, so it's a covert operation. Run by the government, of course. They're on a mission, and they're in an undisclosed, meaning nobody knows where they are, Middle Eastern locale. So that's where they are, somewhere in the Middle East. We don't know where.
Seems like all the problems are in the Middle East, Iran, Iraq, Syria, Jordan.
Dangerous part of the world right now.
It sure is. Afghanistan also. Or perhaps you've entered a shuttle that transports you into a futuristic world where nothing is what it seems. Okay? So a shuttle here can be a couple of things. I think of a space shuttle, those spaceships that the Americans have. Two of them have actually blown up, either leaving the Earth or coming back to it.
Yeah.
Shuttle also reminds me of certain kinds of buses that go from basically one point to another. I think in New York there's a shuttle on 42nd Street or something that joins the Broadway Street lines with 2nd or 3rd Avenue or something like that. The shuttle, the S train. There's one in Brooklyn too, I believe. And maybe you've entered a shuttle or gotten on this kind of vehicle. A bus, maybe. It transports you into a futuristic world. Futuristic means having to do with the future, but having the qualities of what the future might be like. So futuristic here is an adjective.
And it is a world where nothing is what it seems. So everything that looks real isn't, and it's kind of a weird place to be. Currently, most people's experience with this thing called virtual reality is limited to video game scenarios. We know that lots of people out there listening know what video games are, and that's their experience. They've only experienced virtual reality through playing those video games. But researchers today are proving that virtual reality has serious applications in the real world, too. It's not just for kids. It's not just for grown-ups who love video games. Hey, I know a lot of adults who play video games. So this virtual reality is moving into the real world. When you talk about an application, you're talking about a practical use or purpose for something. Maybe a machine or an idea that can be put into practice is something that they're talking about here. So instead of just focusing on video games and looking at virtual reality in that manner, they're actually trying to apply it to real life.
Applications can also refer to software programs. They're always talking about apps, for short, for your iPhone, the apps store. There are thousands of apps or applications available for these smartphones. And for more than 10 years, therapists have been using virtual reality to help their patients get over crippling phobias. A phobia, okay, that's a fear of something. People do have fears of certain things. Some people don't. I don't think I really have many phobias myself, but some common ones would be like agoraphobia, which is fear of open spaces or crowded places, or you could have acrophobia, which is fear of heights, or you could have xenophobia, which is fear of foreigners, or claustrophobia, which is fear of being in a small, closed-in space.
Yeah, so it's sort of an unreasonable fear. You shouldn't have it, but it feels real to you. There's no explaining it away. So it's a very strong, unreasonable fear of a certain situation. Thankfully, I don't have any of these phobias, but I know some people who do. So you have to take them seriously. They feel it. In fact, it's so strong that it cripples them. Now, we're not talking about being physically crippled, where perhaps your leg doesn't work right and you have a hard time walking. You could say someone's crippled if they can't walk normally. But if something is causing you so much harm or damage that you can't work like you should, or you're not being effective, or you have to stay in the house all day and you can't get out there in the real world, you could say it's got a crippling effect on you. And some of these phobias really affect some people. people.
Absolutely right. So crippling phobias, and if you use virtual environments populated with computer-generated inhabitants, well, doctors can help expose those suffering from these debilitating fears to increasing levels of whatever they may be afraid of in a completely safe setting. So in other words, they are showing these things to the people,letting them face their fears so that they know exactly what they have to deal with, and then they can start learning to deal with those things. This is a pretty long, complicated sentence, so I'm going to break it down
here,
okay? We're using virtual environments like those created on a computer, and they're populated with computer-generated inhabitants. An inhabitant is a person who lives in a certain place. So basically, in the computer program, you'll see these people in there. They're not real, but they're created or generated by the computer, and the doctors can control how many people are in the computer, how many of these computer people are in there, and they can help expose those suffering from these problems, to increasing levels of these people or environments. Now, to expose means to show somebody something, but also to reveal something to somebody, which is dangerous or safe. Like film in the old days would be exposed to light to make photographs.
Or if you put someone in a situation where they're not protected from something dangerous, you're exposing them to harm, to danger.We often talk about being exposed to high levels of radiation, which can lead to cancer. That's very dangerous. Or maybe you've exposed yourself to criticism or ridicule by saying or doing something that makes people laugh at you. So you're exposing yourself to ridicule. So you're just putting yourself in a situation where it can be dangerous for you personally or be really unpleasant. But what they do is they put them in these situations and then they keep increasing the level of that thing that they're afraid of so that they get used to higher and higher levels over time.
Exactly right. And so in that sense, later on, they'll be able to deal with those things. And then once the treatment is over, they'll be released into society and they'll become perfectly functioning human beings and outstanding members of society. Okay, everybody, it's time now to listen to another outstanding member of our society, our Chinese teacher. Let's listen.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 大家一想到 virtual reality, 第一个想到的呢可能就是游戏或者是电影。不过今天我们要介绍的可以使用虚拟实境来治疗一些病患哦。在第一个空格这个句子我们来看一下。Or perhaps you've entered a shuttle that transports you into a futuristic world,Blank one, nothing is what it seems. 也许呢，你进入了一间机舱，跟着它前往这个未来的世界。第一个空格里面呢，我们看了一下选项，我们要知道这些关系代名词它的特别的用法。其实简单来说，如果你用的是 which, 或者是 who,或者是 that, 后面加的呢是不完整的子句。而在这一题空格的后面写的是 Nothing is what it seems, 没有什么东西跟它外表看起来是一样的。它是一个完整的句子。这个时候呢我们需要使用的是一个关系副词。而前面是一个地点World, 所以就配合地点的关系副词。第一题我们就要选 be where。第二个空格的这个句子 ,Currently, most people's experience with virtual reality is blank to these kinds of video game scenarios.其实目前来说大部分的人对于虚拟实境所拥有的经验呢大概就是我们所看到的这些 video game 这些游戏咯。第二题的 A 选项 limited to 受限于局限于 B situated in 位于什么地方 C resulted in 造成什么结果 D originated from 起源于。其实我们对于虚拟实境的所知呢，还相当局限在这种呢电玩的情景当中。所以第二题我们要选 A, limited to。事实上呢，在第一段的后面告诉我们，它是有非常多的 applications 应用的方法的。第三段第三个空格的这个句子写着For more than 10 years, therapists have been using virtual reality to help their patients blank three crippling phobias. 其实呢，超过有十年之久，有一些治疗者呢，他们会使用虚拟实境的方式帮助病人怎么样呢？当然要帮助病人能够克服一些恐惧。Crippling phobias, crippling 指的呢是严重损害身体的 A phobias 则是指对某些东西的一些恐惧症希望病人能够克服这样子的恐惧第三题 A 选项的 layout 解释成为策划安排 B take on 聘用 C make up 组成构成 D get over克服，所以根据句意，第三题我们就选 D, get over. By using virtual environments populated with computer-generated inhabitants, doctors can help expose those suffering from debilitating fears, blank for increasing levels of whatever they may be afraid of in a completely safe setting.这句很长，借由虚拟实境呢，那么治疗师可以帮助那些饱受恐惧折磨的病人，不论他们害怕的是什么，都可以让他们在一个安全的环境当中去面对逐渐增强的这些恐惧。来了，这里的重点就是 expose 使人接触跟面对，它要搭配的介系词就是 to， 而我们可以在 suffering 开始刮号，刮到 fears 来修饰 those。那些有恐惧症的人使他们去接触不同程度的恐惧所以呢搭配 expose 这个动词第四题我们要选 C 选项 to 这个介系词
We're gonna take a quick break Stay tuned, we'll be right back
Let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about how doctors may use these virtual environments to help some people who have some problems. Now, we also have the U.S. Army. That's a branch of the American military. They have found this technique especially useful in treating soldiers suffering from what is called post-traumatic stress disorder. And that's caused by witnessing horrific situationsIn combat. Now, we first kind of heard about this after the Vietnam War, when veterans were coming back and they'd be waking up in the middle of the night screaming because they were remembering the horrible things they saw when they were fighting in Vietnam.
Sometimes they'd even attack their own family members, thinking they were dealing with the enemy. They couldn't see that that was a family member they were hurting. So, I wanted to mention, too, that particular disorder has an acronym. Sometimes you'll see it as PTSD.
Okay, that's right. And again, that's what Army soldiers deal with after they've been in combat and return to civilian life. And the U.S. Army, of course, wants to help take care of those people. It's a technique. Technique is a special skill or a way of doing something. You might have good techniques if you play tennis or pool, for example, good skills.And again, this is post-traumatic stress disorder, and it's caused when they witness these things in combat. Combat means in a fighting situation when there's all sorts of blood and guts and loud sounds and screaming and things like that. To witness something means to see something that you usually don't see and that is probably something that is kind of disturbing. So you might witness a traffic accident, for example, seeing somebody hit by a car. That can be very, very traumatic. To see somebody else suffering like that.
Witness can be either a verb or a noun. If you see it, you are a witness.
Like Harrison Ford in that movie, The Witness.
That's right. Or you might be called to testify in a trial. When the police arrest someone for doing something bad, maybe you saw the crime take place. You may be called as a witness to testify against them. You're giving evidence of something someone's done. So you see something pretty horrific when you're in combat. Those poor soldiers, a lot of them just can't deal with it mentally. It's very stressful, and a lot of them bring those feelings home with them when they're finished with their tour of duty.
Okay, well, like soldiers, astronauts are also subjected to intense situations on a regular basis. You might think astronauts are living the life of Riley, going up there in space and floating around and seeing the Earth and going, oh, what a beautiful thing. But actually, they are subjected to intense situations. So if you are subjected to something, that means you are put in this situation or exposed to something, and it's going to affect you. So these are intense situations, yeah, like going up in a rocket. You don't know if it's going to blow up like the Challenger did, or you don't know if you're going to lose all your oxygen. That can be very stressful, so they also experience problems like those soldiers do.
Yeah. So these astronauts go through very intense situations. They're in a situation that most of us will never be in or even dream about being in. And once you're up in space and you have a problem, there's not a lot of help for you. So they have to remain very calm. So they put them into situations that are virtual reality. And they kind of teach them how to problem solve. So once they see a problem, they're in a safe setting. It's not real. It's virtual reality. And they give them problems that might occur if they're in space. And it gives them a chance to think through clearly what they would do if they were truly in that situation.
Right. They need to solve conflicts in a healthy way in their cramped confines in the depths of space. Confine here just refers to a space that you're inside of. And as you know, those governments just don't have the kind of money to send up huge apartment buildings into space. Astronauts need to travel around in fairly cramped quarters in very small spaces. So it can be stressful there, especially if there are other people in there with you. People might have arguments and conflicts, and you're kind of stuck in this small room together. So, yeah, they need to train those astronauts to deal with those conflicts, especially if they're going on like a year-long trip to Mars or something like that, which may happen in the near future.
You know, I wanted to mention with confines, we usually use it in the plural there. So within the confines of something, for example, people who've been arrested and been convicted of a crime, they live within the confines of a prison. They can't get out. That's their limit. So they're held within that little space. So typically you'll see it in the plural form.
A related word is confinement, which refers to being kept in a small space, like solitary confinement. Bad prisoners will be put into a small room by themselves to think about what they've done and to suffer for weeks on end, maybe months or even years.
But sometimes they're protected that way. A lot of those prisoners are out to kill them. Prison is not a safe place.
It's not. So don't do crimes or else you're going to go to prison and you're going to suffer for it. Well, again, they have to deal with those cramped confines in the depths of space. And another VR program, or virtual reality program, developed at Duke University, helps drug addicts deal with their cravings in tempting situations by associating the sound of a tone with a feeling of decreased need for their drug of choice. So these are drug addicts, people who are addicted to a special kind of drug, like heroin, for example. I haven't really heard so much of people using heroin here in Taiwan, but there are heroin addicts in the USA. Some people are addicted to cocaine and things like that. And, of course, they want to stop their addiction so they can live normally. And, of course, when you want something really bad, you have cravings for that thing. Especially if you try to quit smoking, you're going to be craving cigarettes all the time. Man, I want a cigarette, but I'm supposed to quit smoking. What am I going to do?
I have a very strong craving daily for tacos.
Taco? I was going to say chocolate.
No, I'm not a chocolate person. I also wanted to mention you can be an addict if you like something a lot、uh-huh. and you spend a lot of time doing it. Maybe you have friends who are TV addicts, sports addict. I'm a Yankees addict, I'll be honest.、
Uh-huh.
Once the Yankees start playing, I have to check on them daily. So you can be an addict in different ways. Here, of course, we're talking about something that's very serious. If you're addicted to drugs, you lose control of your life.
Or you can be like Robert Palmer, the singer, was, might as well.Face it, you're addicted to love. That's an old song. I don't know if you've heard that song before, but it、is related to the word here, addict.、
Yeah.
Be addicted to is the verb、uh-huh. phrase. Addict is a person who needs some kind of substance like heroin or cocaine or marijuana. And they're dealing with their cravings and tempting situations, and they make them associate the sound of a tone with the feeling of decreased need for their drug of choice.、
Huh.
So in other words, if they hear like a sound, like A, you know, D, then they hear that sound and think, okay, I don't want heroin because I'm hearing that sound.
That sounds pretty easy. Maybe they could come up with something for me so I don't want sour cream so much.
Or fanning foods. That would help out、
oh,
the problem of obesity.
Yes.
And channel that sound through, amplifying systems all throughout the country, and everybody would lose weight overnight. Wouldn't that be nice?
Yeah, but it's kind of like mind control. I'm not、
true.
For that either.、
Can't、
I'm for
that,
freedom.、
Right. Well, of course, if you volunteer for this,
yeah,
there's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah.
And it's yet another example of how the virtual world is helping people to cope better with real life.、
Mm.
In this sense, we have the word cope.、that means to deal with something. I can't cope with my life right now. I can't deal with it. It's、so complicated, so difficult.
So you're having a hard time dealing with a difficult situation. Sometimes I find it hard to cope with my neighbor's noise.
Yeah, you complain about that quite often.
I know.
I sympathize with you.
My upstairs neighbor is so noisy. He lets me sleep from 1:30 a.m. to 4:30 a.m.
Oh, that's so generous
of him. How would you cope with that?
I don't know. You can't call the police because they don't want to get involved, of course.
No.
Absolutely not. Anyway. That's not their problem. So in any case, I guess you're just going to have to move to the country. I think there are some cheap apartments available. In Sindian or Ankung. Maybe you should check it out.
I should.
Okay, everybody, that brings us to the end of our discussion. Time now for our Chinese teacher.
在这里我们举的例子呢就是用来治疗这些士兵 treating soldiers suffering from post-traumatic stress blank five. 而呢这些士兵正因为他们在战场当中呢目睹了一些可怕的情境而受创他们有的呢是战后的压力的失调以及一些症候群。第五题的 A 选项 negotiation,谈判协商 B. Disorder 失调疾病 C. Premiere 戏剧电影的首映场 D. Epidemic 流行病所以搭配句意第五题我们要选 B. Disorder 除了士兵之外呢当然呢像太空人他们也常常要经历到一些非常紧急的状况而这些 intense situations 其实是常常在发生的 on a blank six basis 我们先来看一下第六题的 A 选项 stable 稳定的 B specific 明确的 C regular 规律的经常的D. Random, 随意的、任意的。因为太空人要常常的来面临这些非常紧急的状况，所以他们也可以接受这种 VR 的训练。第六题，我们就选 C. Regular, on a regular basis, 代表着就是经常的意思。那么呢，除此之外呢，在 Duke University 还帮助一些呢患有毒瘾的病人，他可以借由什么方式呢 ？By associating the sound of a tone with the feeling of blank seven need for their drug of choice， 其实他们计划将一种声响跟怎么样的毒瘾来做连结，来治疗这些呢有毒瘾的人。当然，希望这些有毒瘾的人对于药物的需求是逐渐被削弱的。所以根据句意第七题我们就可以选 A decreased 解释成为削弱的的意思
Okay everybody that brings us to the end of our program Thank you for joining us And make sure you join us again next time for another edition of our program For English Digest I'm Tom
I'm Stephanie
Goodbye、
Bye.